Going to be reading from the last book of the Bible, Revelation 22. Going to be reading verses 12 through 14, 16 and 17, and 20 and 21. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to see to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let everyone who hears say, come, and let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. In the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Sometimes in our world today, we have a tendency to lose hope. We get frustrated. We think to ourselves, why are all these things happening? When is God going to straighten all this out? And we have to understand that God's timetable is not the same as our timetable. And unfortunately, as the saying goes, bad things happen to good people. But if you go back 2,000 years, the early church, the first Christian church, they were probably saying exactly the same thing. Why are bad things happening to good people? They were being persecuted. They were being tortured and killed by the Romans if they wouldn't bow down before Caesar. They were sent to the lions in the Colosseum. They were tortured. All kind of terrible things were happening to these people. And I'm sure back then they were wondering, why are all these bad things happening to us? And so this is not something that is new. This is something that has been going on for 2,000 years, and probably even before the time of Christ. And so this happened to them, it happened to our parents, happened to our grandparents, it's happening to us today. We look around us and we think to ourselves, when is this going to stop? Why does a holy, righteous, and loving God permit the unrighteous to swallow the righteous, the wicked to devour the innocent? Why does God permit such suffering and seemingly do nothing about it? And that's kind of how it looks to us sometimes. We wonder, we look at the bad things that are happening in our society, in our world, and within our church. We look at those things and we wonder, why is God allowing those things to happen? And I read Revelation, those parts of the last chapter that talk about his return, talk about hope, talk about faith, that it is going to happen. And like Linda sang, and we read Corinthians, it is going to happen one day. We are all going to be changed. We are all going to get called home. And part of what I read indicates that when he comes, we will all receive our reward. I don't know, most people think about a reward as a good thing, a prize for doing good things. But a reward can also mean the punishment for those things that you have done wrong. So when he talks about everyone getting their reward, he's talking about according to who they are and how they were in life. And those that did good things are going to get a good reward, and those that did bad things are going to get what they deserve. And it is going to happen. We might look around us today and wonder, what's going on? God, are you not paying attention? But I assure you, he is paying attention. We look outside and we look at things like what happened 16 years ago. You can imagine some office worker looking out his window and seeing a 737 flying right at him? Or 2,000 years ago, a Christian in a Colosseum sees that gate open and a charging lion come running after him. So this terrorism kind of thing, this doing bad things to good people, it's been going on for a long time. This is not new. And because of that, people look down through history, they look at what's going on today, and unfortunately, some people tend to lose hope and they lose their faith. And that may be part of the reason that we see a decline in our churches. Because people have given up. But you shouldn't give up. You should know, if you read and study the Bible, that there is so many reasons to have faith and hope, and so few reasons to give up. Because God's always there. Jesus is always walking with us and looking out for us. And there's no reason to lose hope, as desperate as things may seem. It's just hard for us sometimes to grasp. It's hard for us to sometimes think about God's time. Especially in our society today, when everything is about how fast can you get it done, how quickly it can happen. We want instant gratification. We want something to happen right now. We ask for it. We want it immediately. In today's society, things happen like that. Computers are getting faster. Everything seems to be just speeding up and flying by us. And we want it to happen now. And God doesn't see things that way. God does things when God is ready to do things. He doesn't just jump every time we ask Him for something. He knows the best time for it to happen. I don't remember exactly where it is, but in some of the later books of the Old Testament, it says God is never early. He is never late. He is always right on time. And I can promise you, He is always right on time. He knows what's going on around us. He knows what's been going on around us in our world for 2,000 years. The persecutions, the things that are happening in society from outside the church and inside the church. And I know some of you may be wondering, what am I talking about inside the church? I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking about the Greater United Methodist Church, and you all know what's happening there. And it's sad, and it's aggravating to me. I get these newsletters and things in the email, and some of them I forward on, some of them I don't. Got one the other day, and they're talking about this issue in the Methodist Church. And the conference that she has been appointed bishop over is going to go broke within the next 6 months. Because after that happened, churches quit giving their apportionments. People started leaving the church in droves because they didn't agree with what was going on. And I think to myself, if that person was the Christian she claims to be, she would stop all this nonsense. She would back away from it. And after the Judicial Council had their say, the progressives should have realized it's not time, if ever, and back off. But what they are doing is destroying our church from within. It's not an outside problem coming in. It's a problem inside the church. I've said for a long time, and a lot of people kind of look at me funny, the devil is in the church. Whether you believe it or not, the devil is in the church trying to destroy us from within. So there are all kinds of reasons for us to give up. You can look at those people that are leaving the church and they're probably thinking, it's not going to change. Look what's happening. I need to go someplace else. Or maybe God's not paying attention and maybe there is no hope. And that's bad. There is never any reason to lose hope. God is always there. God is paying attention, and God knows what's going on, And all we can do is get down on our knees and pray that He give us a solution to all this, whatever it may be. And so I wanted to read you some verses about hope and about faith and about God's timing and knowing that it is going to happen. One of these days, it is going to happen. Whether it's in our generation or our children's generation or grandchildren's generation, it is going to happen. Think about the Israelites in Egypt. When Joseph died off and they forgot about him and the Egyptians enslaved the Israelites, they cried out to God for 400 years before He finally answered them. And you know, those people were probably thinking, He's not listening. As it went from generation to generation to generation. But He finally answered. And He finally got them out of Egypt when the time was just right. And He knew that's when it was supposed to happen. 400 years. So we have to be patient. We have to know that He has all this laid out. He has a timetable for these things to happen. There was a guide at the Wailing Wall that kind of put it this way. He says, think about it from the standpoint of a devout Jew who lives far from Jerusalem but desperately wants to see the Wailing Wall. But he dies before he has the opportunity to. But he passes that dream on to his children. So his children want to make the journey. They don't make it. They die before they do. They pass it on to their children, the original man's grandchildren. And they don't make it. And then you get to the great-grandchildren and their great-great-grandchildren. And finally, the great-great-great-grandchildren make the journey. And as they're standing there in front of the Wailing Wall, all the generations before them are standing there with them. That dream has finally come true. And that's how it is going to be with us. When it finally happens, we're all going to be there together. We will feel all our previous generations, our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, we will know that they are with us. And it's going to happen when God gets ready for it to happen. It's not going to happen when we think it's going to happen. And I'm sure when John wrote the book of Revelation, the early Christian church, the way the Bible is written, you would think it was going to happen pretty quick. Jesus even said, this generation shall not pass. But we don't know exactly what Jesus was talking about. But they may have interpreted that the way a lot of people interpreted that. Well, that was going to happen before those people died. No, it didn't happen. And it may not happen in our generation. But it is going to happen. We just have to maintain our vigilance and our patience and keep the faith. And be hopeful. Don't lose hope. And I know sometimes we pray for stuff and we feel like it's a pretty legitimate thing to ask God for, and we're not being greedy or anything like that, and it doesn't happen. And we get a little upset with God. We get angry with God. And we wonder, is He really listening? Is He really going to do something? And I can assure you that He hears every prayer. But He has an answer for every prayer. It can be yes, or not yet, or I have something better in mind for you. But God always answers. Sometimes you just have to look for that answer. It may not be obvious. But when you pray for something, you ask for something, in God's time, He answers. always answers. We just have to hold out and remain faithful. And understand that God promised us, and as I read there, it promises us that Jesus is returning. And we are going to get the just reward. And you think about Jesus, and you think about the cross, and you think about all the things that he suffered through, and even Jesus, even though he knew what was going on, he knew what was going to happen and expected all this stuff, on the cross, right before he took his final breath, said, my God, why have you forsaken me? So even Jesus felt like that at times, just like we do. We think to ourselves, why aren't you listening, God? Why have you forsaken me? Even Jesus on the cross said that same thing. So you know he understands how we feel. He understands what's going on in our minds and in our hearts. He knows how we as humans feel. He is returning. Count on it. And don't let him catch you off guard. The Bible warns about catching you off guard. Always be prepared, because you never know when it's going to happen. It could happen while we're sitting right here. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen a year from now. We don't know, but you should always be prepared. And you should always have that hope and that faith that it is going to happen. Even when terrible things happen to us, even when the wicked, evil people that we see seem to be getting everything they want, and we don't understand why we're struggling, we have to have hope. It's all going to end one of these days, and you're going to get the reward for being faithful, for being hopeful. You're going to get great things. You're going to be able to walk with Christ forever. And that's wonderful. For all the little bit of your lifetime, compared to the grand scheme of things, you're going to have a long time of joy with Jesus. That is your great reward. And those who have done the wickedness and the evil, they're going to get theirs. If you read all of Revelation, and if you've studied it, you know that every time they opened a seal, something terrible happened on earth. He got another group of people that did not believe. So yeah, they're going to get theirs. And I know as Christians, we don't like to think about bad things happening to people like that. But everyone's going to get their just reward. And if we remain faithful and we remain hopeful, we are going to get a great reward. But for those who refuse to believe, those who would do evil against us, they're going to get their reward too. And it's not going to be fun. So never give up. Never lose hope. As I read earlier, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let everyone who hears say, come. And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. That's a promise. He's coming. Soon, in his timeline, may be completely different from what we think of as being soon. But it's going to happen. So we have to trust that promise. Jesus tells us you can move mountains. And that's, if you just have that little bit of faith, and if you don't fall to the trap of the devil, because he's tricky. And he can stand there and tell you, oh, you've got all kinds of time. But you may not. So you should always be prepared. We should also love our enemies. We should be forgiving and merciful, just like he is forgiving and merciful to us. We should continue to go the extra mile. We should continue to feed the hungry. We should continue to clothe the naked and change the world. Because that is what we are supposed to do. And we will be richly rewarded for it, because we will have that opportunity to walk with Christ. So hang in there. Don't lose hope. Always know that it is going to happen. Always know that no matter where you are, he is present with you. He is walking with you and helping you through whatever you need help with. I want to close with one other comment, something that some people tend to miss. Verse 18, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away that person's share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. Some people tend to miss that, and they try to change things. They try to make them different. I saw something the other day about there's a movement where they want to make the Bible gender neutral. Instead of Father, they want to change it to Creator so that it is gender neutral. And I think that's wrong. And that right there tells you it's wrong. All Scripture was inspired by the Word of God. So if the Bible says He is our Father in heaven, He is our Father in heaven. Yes, He's our Creator. But don't be changing what He inspired in the Bible. It's wrong. If we keep changing things, we're going to get so far away from Him that He won't recognize us anymore. We have to remain faithful to Him, to the Word, to everything that goes with it. And don't let the evil inside the church tear apart the church any more than you would let the evil outside the church tear apart the church. God can give us strength. God will get us through this. I don't know how it's all going to come out. Many of you probably feel the way I do about what's happening in our church. It really upsets me and angers me. But I'm not sure what can be done about it, and it is up to God. And hopefully, at some point, those who are doing wrong, and we know they're doing wrong, and they know they're doing wrong, will change their way, and we will get back on track with God and follow His word to the very end when Jesus returns. Amen.